Constraining Black Hole Natal Cakes with Astrometric Microlensing, by Jeff J. Andrews et al. Multiple pieces of evidence suggest that neutron stars receive large cakes when formed from the remnant of a collapsing star. However, the evidence for whether black holes, BH, receive natal cakes is less clear, reliant on weak constraints from the analysis of BH X-ray binaries and massive runaway and walkaway stars. Here we show for the first time that recent microlensing detections offer a new method for measuring the cakes BHs receive at birth. When a BH is identified through both photometric and astrometric microlensing and when the lensed star has a known distance and proper motion, the mass, distance and proper motion of the BH can be determined. We study the runaway velocities for components of eccentric binaries disrupted during a supernova, finding the peculiar velocity correlates strongly with the cake a BH received at birth, typically within 20%, even when the natal cake is smaller than the orbital velocity. Therefore, by measuring the peculiar velocity of a BH or other compact object that formed from a binary that disrupted during core collapse, we are in effect measuring the natal cake that object received. We focus on MOIA 2011, BLG191, OGLE 2011, BLGO462, an isolated, single BH detected by microlensing and consider a range of possible formation scenarios, including its formation from the disruption of a binary during a supernova event. We determine that MOIA 2011, BLG191, OGLE 2011, BLGO462 has a Milky Way orbit consistent with a thick disk population, but if it were formed within the kinematic thin disk it received a natal cake is less than or equal to 100 km s1. This was Constraining Black Hole Natal Cakes with Astrometric Microlensing, by Jeff J. Andrews et al.